This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced a massive military aid package for Ukraine, valued at up to $6 billion. Analysts say the aid is desperately needed to help Ukraine regain the upper hand over months of rationing ammunition. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has those details.
The package includes air defense interceptors and artillery systems and munitions. Austin would not say if the package included more of the long-range ballistic missiles known as ATACMS, but he did confirm Ukrainians now have the capability, nearly doubling the striking distance of their artillery.
It's up to them on how and when to use it, and our hopes are that they'll create some pretty good effects.
Officials had cited concerns that the loss of ATACMS from the American stockpile would hurt U.S. military readiness. Secretary Austin told VOA that stockpile shortages are no longer an issue because the U.S. has acquired more missiles. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for additional air defense systems to be sent to help protect against Russian strikes, adding a pause in the U.S. funding had helped Moscow seize the initiative.
This year, Russian jets has already used more than 9,000 guided aerial bombs against Ukraine, and we need the ability to shoot down their combat aircraft so that they do not approach our positions and borders.
And Blinken, I should say Zelensky, at the start of the virtual meeting led by the United States on helping arm Ukraine. Two U.S. officials say Ukraine has sidelined U.S.-provided Abrams M1A1 battle tanks for now in its fight against Russia because of drones. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Columbia University's pro-Palestinian encampment negotiations reaching a dead end.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University say they've reached an impasse in their negotiations. Columbia University students say they've had more than 11 hours of discussion with university representatives, but have reached a stalemate in their conversations. Mahmoud Khalil, a Columbia graduate student, spoke to reporters about the discussions.
We are at a stage where kind of an impasse. The university is not acknowledging the movement.
Demonstrators say they won't move their encampments from the school's grounds until their primary demand for divestment is met. Other schools across the country, like Emory, George Washington, and Indiana University, continue to hold similar demonstrations and encampments on their campuses. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Palestinian militant group Hamas has said for more than 15 years that it could accept a two-state compromise with Israel, at least a temporary one. But Hamas has also refused to say that it would recognize Israel or renounce its armed fight against it. For many, that's proof that Hamas is still bent on destroying Israel. U.S. and European countries have joined Israel in shunning the militant group. They all have labeled a terrorist organization. For some observers, Hamas's professed statement shows a potential pragmatism that could open a path to a solution. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports testimony has ended for the week in the hush money trial against former U.S. President Donald Trump.
Testimony's wrapped up in the first week of the hush money trial against Donald Trump, with three witnesses called so far. The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing Trump fixer Michael Cohen, a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. The former president blasted the case and, without any evidence, blamed the White House for keeping him tied up in court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An investigation led by the Associated Press has found that the practice of giving sedatives to people detained by police has spread quietly across the United States over the last 15 years. Built on questionable science and backed by police-aligned experts, the injections are given by medical personnel during police encounters. Investigation shows how a strategy intended to reduce violence and save lives has resulted in some avoidable deaths. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.